This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Wednesday war crimes had been committed by both Israel and Hamas in the conflict that erupted just over a month ago. Volker Turk at the Rafah crossing in Egypt on the border with Gaza first called out the October 7th attacks by Palestinian armed groups and the continued holding of hostages.
Collective punishment by Israel of Palestinian civilians amounts also to a war crime, as does the unlawful forcible evacuation of civilians.
Israel has bombarded Gaza unrelentingly in response to the cross-border Hamas raid on southern Israel, in which gunmen killed 1,400 people and took about 240 hostages. Israeli bombardments have killed more than 10,500, including thousands of women and children, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A long line of thousands of Palestinians fled on foot from northern Gaza Wednesday, families, children, and older adults, crying babies, carrying only what they could take in their arms and on their backs. This is VOA News. The European Commission has adopted a report that opens the door for European Union membership negotiations with Ukraine and Moldova. VOA's Miroslava Gengadze reports from Kyiv.
During a press conference in Brussels on Wednesday, the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, unveiled a new EU enlargement process. She announced that the European Union is welcoming several countries to join its ranks. A 1,200-page report released by the European Commission stated that Ukraine and Moldova have satisfactorily met the majority of their reform-related obligations and are now ready to initiate the negotiation process. Miroslava Gengadze, VOA News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
Italy's government is hailing as historic a plan to send seaborne migrants to Albania, which will hold a maximum of 3,000 migrants at any one time. But experts warn it could face significant bureaucratic and human rights obstacles. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
More than 145,000 sea migrants have arrived in Italy so far this year. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said as many as 36,000 migrants could pass through Albania camps each year, but that depends on how quickly Italy can process asylum cases. Meloni said the aim is to examine cases within 28 days, but experts say red tape might get in the way and lengthy procedures could place an unjustified burden on the migrants. Experts also noted that repatriating failed applicants is hard, given the lack of return deals with migrants' home nations.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. A United Nations-backed study finds the major fossil fuel-producing countries still plan to extract more than double the amount of fossil fuels in 2030 that would be consistent with the Paris Climate Accord's goal for limiting global temperature rise, despite frequent and devastating heat waves, droughts, floods, and fire. Released Wednesday, the Production Gap Report states that government plans and projections would lead to an increase in global coal production until 2030 and in global oil and gas production until at least 2050. Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump testified on Wednesday she did not recall details of real estate deals she worked on at her father's company in a New York civil fraud trial that threatens the former U.S. president's business empire. Evidence presented in court showed Ivanka was concerned her father did not have enough wealth to provide as collateral for loans that the Trump Organization used to develop properties in Washington and Florida. Find more online, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.